Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Moore. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Riddle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil scores. Reynolds moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reynolds scores. Jolly moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hodapp fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Jolly moves to third. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bud Clancy now playing first base. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Riddle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Seeds. Com reaches second base with a double. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 0 for 1 in the game. Riddle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jolly. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Cecil steals second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goldman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jolly strikes out. 1 out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Com hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Seeds. Com reaches second base with a double. Moore moves to third. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 0 for 2 in the game. Riddle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. Com moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith bunts towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-2 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Smith. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jamison hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Jamison reaches second base with a double. Hodapp moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell is hit by the pitch. Erle Viral pinch hits for Jonah Goldman. Erle Viral is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aviral hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hodapp scores. Jamison scores. Sewell moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Sal Gliotto pinch runs for Erle Viral. Bibb Falk pinch hits for Wes Farrell. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Gliotto moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Gardner now playing shortstop. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into center field. Seeds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Seeds. Clancy moves to second. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore bunts for an out with unknown description. Clancy moves to third. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Com hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clancy scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Alex Metzler pinch hits for Johnny Riddle. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Kahm moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Autry now catching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-3 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seeds for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-3 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-3 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-4 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-4 in the game, with two singles. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp misplays the ball. That's an error on Hodapp. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-3 in the game, with two doubles. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Ray Gardner. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Ed Morgan pinch runs for Glenn Myatt. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-4 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Morgan moves to third. Burnett moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-4 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.